Franciscan saint of the day, Blessed Leopold of Gaike, Confessor, First Order. Father Leopold was born in Gaike, a parish in the diocese of Perugia, in the year 1732. From his earliest years, he was known for his great piety, so that no one was surprised when at the age of 18 years, he was invested with the habit of the Friars Minor. After evincing remarkable talent in his studies, he became a priest in 1757, then an instructor of the young clerics in philosophy, and after that, in theology. For several years, he filled these offices with blessed results, and was then appointed a missionary preacher. This seemed to be the very field for which God had chosen him. His knowledge, his apostolic zeal, but most of all, his holy manner of life, soon caused him to become widely known. Everywhere, people desired to hear Father Leopold, and his missions produced rich fruit for the salvation of souls. In the year 1768, he was appointed apostolic missionary for the entire papal states, and through a period of 10 years, he traveled from one diocese to another, conducting missions that were signally blessed. He was then elected provincial of his province. Also in this capacity, he continued his apostolic work, but in accordance with a long-cherished desire, he arranged for a quiet friary on the lowly mountain of Monte Luco, near Spoleto, whither the missionaries could withdraw, that by interior recollection they might promote their personal sanctification and gather new zeal for their work. The location of the friary and its arrangements for convent life could not have served these purposes better. Pope Pius IX pledged himself, as long as he was Bishop of Spoleto, to withdraw to this convent every year for a renewal of spirit. At the conclusion of his term as provincial, Father Leopold became the first guardian of this lonely convent, and except during the time of the missions, it remained his place of residence until the year 1809. This was the sad year when Napoleon, at that time Emperor of France, seized the Papal States, carried Pope Pius VII a prisoner to France, and suppressed all the convents in Italy. No religious was allowed to be seen in the habit of his order. In consequence, Father Leopold had not only to leave his beloved convent, but also to lay aside his habit. The 77-year-old man withdrew into a poor hut and offered his services in the care of souls to the pastor. Later, he was commanded to take an oath which he considered unlawful. He resolutely refused, for which reason he had to go to prison. During these sad times, he was deeply afflicted, not because of his own sufferings, but because of the sufferings of Holy Church. He prayed much and quietly sanctified himself more and more. He was destined to see the dawn of better times. In the year 1814, Napoleon was deposed, Pius VII returned to Rome, and Father Leopold II could again withdraw to his beloved convent at Monte Luco, where he put forth every effort to restore everything as it had been in the earlier days. Then God called him to his eternal rest on April 2nd, 1815, in the 83rd year of his life. Many miracles were wrought at his grave, for which reason the process of his beatification was begun much earlier than usual. A papal decree of 1844 approved his heroic virtues, and on March 3rd, 1893, Leo XIII beatified him. On loyalty to the Church. Devotion to the Roman Catholic Church has always been a mark of the true children of St. Francis. When the seraphic patriarch wished to draw up a definite rule of life for himself and his companions, he said to them, quote, "Let us go to our mother, the Holy Roman Church, and communicate to the Pope our intention, since without his approbation, nothing seems to me right or lasting in the religious life." End quote. The rule of the Third Order says that, at their reception, members must have been tested as to their loyalty to the Roman Church and the Apostolic See. This loyalty must above all be in evidence when the Church is assailed and persecuted. For such times, Blessed Leopold is a model for us. He served the Church as a zealous missionary, not only at a time when men held it in high regard, but also when it was persecuted and forsaken by the people. Did he endeavor in his humble position to preserve loyalty in the children of the Church? He preferred to go to prison rather than swerve in any way from its teachings. Do you give evidence of like fidelity to Holy Church, not only where it is esteemed, but also where it is despised? Consider how Blessed Leopold, as a truly devoted son, cooperated in the exaltation of the Church during troublous times. The tears he shed in silence, the fasts and chastisements which he offered up for that purpose, the ardent prayers which he sent up to heaven, were not without fruit. He himself lived to see his prayers answered. In every distressful hour of the Church, her true children have felt her sufferings as those of a dear mother, and have earnestly prayed that the afflictions might be averted. When Peter, the first head of the Church, was imprisoned, the Acts of the Apostles records, "But prayer was made without ceasing by the Church unto God for him." Acts 12:5. In your daily prayers, do you remember the head of the Church? Consider the lot that befalls the disloyal children of the Church. When Napoleon was excommunicated by the Pope for confiscating the papal states, he said mockingly, "Does he perhaps think that his excommunication will cause the weapons to drop out of the hands of my soldiers?" 5 years later, the weapons fell out of the frozen hands of his soldiers on the icy plains of Russia. He himself fled in haste in a wagon to France, was dethroned there, and led away captive. Exiled from human society, he died several years later on the Isle of St. Helena in the Atlantic Ocean. Such has been the lot of all who have opposed their mother, the Church. It is the fulfillment of the curse which the Holy Spirit uttered. He is cursed of God who angers his mother. Ecclesiasticus 3:18. Prayer of the Church. We beseech thee, O Lord, graciously accept the prayers of thy Church, that after having overcome all opposition and error, she may serve thee in security and peace, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Leopold of Gaike, pray for us. Thank you.